the camp. Outside one tent was a long line of men in torn blue uniforms. They looked tired and hurt. Many were bloody and barely able to stand. Women wearing dark dresses were giving out food and water to the men in line.
"Where are we?" asked Annie.
"I'll find out," said Jack.
He pulled out their book and found a picture of the campsite. He read,
"During the Civil War, field hospitals were set up quickly near battlefields to treat wounded soldiers. Soldiers stayed in the field hospitals for a short time before going back to fight or moving to a larger hospital or being sent home. This field hospital in Virginia took care of over 400 patients."
"That's a lot," said Annie.
"It sure is," said Jack.
He pulled out his notebook and wrote, "Field hospital, set up near battlefield." Jack read aloud again from the book. "More than 3,000 women helped out as nurses during the Civil War. Nursing was a new job for women in America. Before the war, only men had been nurses."
"Wow," said Annie. "Maybe we can be nurses."
"Forget it," said Jack. "Kids can't be nurses."
Jack wanted to find the special writing for Morgan and go home. The sad scene at the field hospital was making him feel sick.
"I'll just ask," said Annie.
She headed over to a nurse cooking over a campfire.
"Annie, we've got a mission," Jack called.
But Annie kept going. Jack heaved a sigh. He tucked his notebook and the Civil War book under his arm and followed her. Waves of heat rose from a small cooking fire. The young nurse was heating a pot of coffee. Flies buzzed everywhere.
"Hello," said Annie.
The nurse barely smiled at them. Her face was red and beaded with sweat. Her eyes looked terribly tired.
"Where are you from?" she asked.
"Frog Creek," said Annie. "We'd like to volunteer as nurses."
The young woman didn't seem at all surprised. "We could certainly use some help," she said, sighing. "Some of us have not slept for days."
"Why not?" asked Jack.
"The wounded are coming here from a battle near Richmond," said the nurse. "More and more keep coming. It never seems to end."
"Just tell us what to do," said Annie.
"While we feed the new patients, you can go to the first two tents," the young nurse said, "and give the other soldiers their noon meal."
She pointed to a basket filled with bread and potatoes. Next to it was a ladle and a bucket filled with water.
"Anything else?" Annie asked.
"Just try to give them comfort," the nurse said.
"How do we do that?" said Annie.
"I don't have time to show you," the nurse said. "But here's a list of things that can help."
She pulled a piece of paper from her apron pocket and handed it to Annie. Annie read the list to Jack.
"Be cheerful, lessen sorrow and give hope. Be brave, put aside your own feelings, don't give up."
"Follow that list," said the nurse, "and you can't go wrong." The nurse took the pot of coffee from the fire and carried it to the line of men.
"Follow," said Jack. "Follow that list." "That's what she said," said Annie.
Jack took the list from her.
"Don't you get it?" he said.
"This is it. We found it. The special writing for Morgan's library. Something to follow."
"Yes,"
said Annie. Jack put the paper into his knapsack.
"It was handed right to us," he said, smiling. "We can go home now."
"Oh, no, not now," said Annie. "We have to help as nurses first."
"But Annie," said Jack.
She picked up the food basket. Then she started toward the row of white tents.
"Wait, we're supposed to leave," Jack said weakly. "Our mission is over."
The truth was that he didn't want to help. He didn't want to be around wounded and suffering soldiers. It was too sad.
"Bring the water bucket and the ladle," Annie shouted.
Then she disappeared inside the first tent. Jack groaned. He knew he couldn't change her mind. He pulled out the list and read the first line, "Be cheerful."
"Oh, brother,"
he said. Jack put the list back into his knapsack. He picked up the heavy bucket. Hurrying clumsily after Annie, he tried to smile. Chapter 4, Freedom Fighters.